KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies, 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a heat index around 105. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Heat advisories will be in effect for those counties along and south of Interstate 80 this afternoon, including Cass County from 1 until 7, the far west and southwest counties from 2 until 8 p.m. In the news, the Audubon County Fair Queen contest was held Thursday night at the grandstand on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. 2014 Fair Queen Cassie Earlmeyer passed along her crown to Tess Albright, an 18-year-old recent graduate of the Audubon High School. Albright was crowned clean of the 17 out of 17 contestants. The first runner-up was Deanne Earlmeyer, a 16-year-old sophomore at Exira EHK. Second runner-up went to Jessica Wood, an 18-year-old recent graduate of the Exira EHK High School. The candidates had met on Thursday, July the 9th, at the Audubon County Extension Office to enjoy a meal catered by Simply Sweet. That night, they were interviewed as part of the judging process on criteria that included community involvement, speaking abilities, and poise. The Audubon County Fair Board supports the contestants by providing the meal, crown and sash, prizes, and state fair accommodations to the winner. Albright will now participate in the Iowa State Fair Queen Contest August 11th through the 15th. Coronation of the State Fair Queen will be Saturday, August 15th at 7 p.m. on the Ann and Bill Riley stage. The full list of candidates were Tess Albright, Emily Campbell, Ashley Hansen, Deanne Earlmeyer, Sarah Mazinski, Allie Vance, and Jessica Wood. Well, a teenager from the Panama area was crowned queen of the 2015 Shelby County Fair Thursday night. Chelsea Osman received the honors. She's the daughter of Larry and Christine Osman. Haley Klein, daughter of Bob and Julie Klein, was the first runner-up. Mackenzie Goshorn, the daughter of Darren and Kay Goshorn, was the second runner-up. Persons attending the Shelby County Fair have a chance to partake in the Commodity Carnival, brought to you through a partnership between CME Group and the National 4-H Council. The Commodity Carnival, now its third year, is an interactive educational fair experience that allows young fairgoers to play games that teach them about managing the risks and costs associated with producing and bringing animals to market. The Commodity Carnival booth is at the Shelby County Fair from now through the 18th, and fairgoers can even take the newest Risk Ranch game home with them on their mobile device. A man from Union County was arrested late last night in Creston on a couple of charges. 44-year-old Brian Taylor of Creston was stopped in the 300 block of South Elm Street at around 11:30 p.m. He was taken into custody for driving while revoked and OWI third offense. Taylor was later released on $5,000 bond. Officials of the Denison Police Department report the arrest on Wednesday of Douglas Dwayne Myers of Denison. Myers was taken into custody on charges that include burglary in the third degree, violation of a no-contact or protection order, and possession of controlled substances. Budget concerns have led officials in western Iowa to announce a plan to shut down the region's drug court. The Daily Nonpareil reports that 4th Judicial District Drug Court will shut down on October the 1st. The drug court started in January of 2000, and it offers people who are convicted of drug felonies a chance to complete a rehabilitation program instead of going to jail. If they're successful, the charges can be wiped from their records. District Director Kip Shanks says there are about 40 offenders in the program, which is no longer accepting applications. Shanks says the program costs $250,000 a year to run, but funds allocated to his department for 2016 did not cover both drug court costs and employee raises. Law enforcement officers from around Iowa are reporting a dramatic rise in the use and distribution of one of the most dangerous and addictive illegal drugs, heroin. Paul Feddersen, Assistant Director of the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, said heroin seizures rose from less than 500 grams in 2013 to more than 200,000 grams in 2014. DNA agents believe that much of the heroin is coming to Iowa from Chicago.
Mainly most of the seizures are in eastern Iowa. The main counties are Johnson, Linn County, and Scott County. So heroin is coming to Iowa. It is here.
The rise in the abuse of prescription painkillers is tied to the rise in heroin use, according to Feddersen.
Many people who start out with prescription drugs, they may start out with that, then eventually move on to heroin because heroin's cheaper and more available to get, and it's a better high.
The Iowa Department of Public Health reports there were 20 heroin-related overdose deaths in the state last year. That's more than double the amount in any previous year over the past decade. Overdose deaths from prescription pain relievers such as hydrocodone and oxycodone have also been rising in Iowa, with 77 deaths in 2014. Sheriff's officials in Sac County said Thursday that several residents of the county have been receiving phone calls from someone posing as a deputy with the Sac County Clerk of Court. The caller tells the victims that they have a bad check and that they can resolve this with a credit card payment over the phone. The phone number on caller ID shows that it is a local number, but the caller is telling the victim to call an 872 number. Authorities say this is a scam and you should not give out your credit card number to anyone calling you on the phone. The 872 phone number is a track phone out of the Chicago area. Elsewhere in the news, downtown Atlantic will find more shoppers than usual filling its sidewalks and doorways tomorrow. Participating Atlantic businesses will once again offer crazy summer deals during the annual Crazy Days retail sales event. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Director Wita Weimer said Crazy Days is a longtime tradition in Atlantic, and they hope to bring people from out of town to experience crazy sales, have a great time, and come back to shop in Atlantic. Shoppers can also enjoy a free Thanks with Frank's hot dog lunch tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 5th and Chestnut. The hot dogs and chips meal is sponsored by Hockenberry Family Care and Hy-Vee. Beverages will be provided by the Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company. In addition to crazy sales at Atlantic retailers, there'll be live street entertainment by B.J. Hart and Caleb Kelly, as well as Sheltered Reality. Sheltered Reality is a nonprofit musical organization whose performing membership spans all ages from 4 years old to 76. Performances include performance of percussion music or percussion set to music, as well as high-energy choreography to engage and motivate audiences. Crazy Days are brought to you in Atlantic by McDermott & Son Roofing, Renew Ag Supply, and Salute Gymnastics. If you'd like more information about the event and other chamber events, go to AtlanticIowa.com on the web or give them a call at 243-3017. Our news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.